consider my suspicion. Let's see if my intuition has any volition. I'm on a mission for the ambition. The competition definition of my position. Bitches, 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 bitches. Consider my suspicion. Let's see if my intuition has any volition. I'm on a mission for the ambition. Competition and the definition of my position. Bitches, bitches.
Welcome to this episode of Expressive Programming, an exploration into programming as an art. Here I'll focus on programming, design, and development as an art form, and especially as a form of self-expression. We'll look at open source projects, the projects that I'm working on, the code that others have written, and focus on how that reflects what we feel, what we intend, and how we impact the world. Special thanks for all episodes go to Hacker Public Radio for helping me get this podcast off the ground, especially Enigma. And also a special thanks to Hot Bitch Arsenal. The band's website can be found at hotbitcharsenal.com for all their wonderful, inspiring, and moving Creative Commons music that they've allowed me to use. They're the cure for the uncommon melancholy. And now on to today's episode of Expressive Programming. Enjoy. I'm on a mission for the ambition, the competition, definition of my position. Bitches, bitches, bitches. Welcome to today's episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today I will be talking to you about art. And no, not Jackson Pollock, not even Da Vinci. I will be talking to you about art that you and I create. Hopefully most of us. I'm meaning art in the form of programming. I believe programming is a form of self-expression. I can exemplify that on days when I'm in a really pissy mood and my code is just as shitty. Can I say that? Yes, I can say that, because I'm expressing myself. Shitty code, shitty attitude, shitty vocals. We've all seen lines of code where the only adequate comment that can be added is /, the magic happens here. And when we come across that code, either in our projects or in others' projects, there's something else going on there. That may have started as 3 source files and 4 different classes, and then slowly broken down until it's just 3 lines of procedural code. That kind of passion that's put behind that, that's the art that I'm going to be talking about. My name is Uber Chic Geek Chick, and this will be a first of many in a series that will eventually spin off into its own podcast. The podcast will be based at uberchicgeekchick.com. If you can't keep up, listen again. uberchicgeekchick.com. It'll be in the show notes. Or whatever exactly we call it at Hacker Public Radio. It's more like a list of links, which is what the web should be anyways. Back to my point. We have Da Vinci, we have Jackson Pollock, we have performance artists, we have Mozart, tons of artists, which still to this day are argued whether or not what they did is art. We have William Shakespeare. Was he an artist? Da Vinci. Was his science art? I happen to think so. Lady Ada Lovelace, mistress and genius, assistant, haha, I think she was probably more the mind of the operation, of Charles Babbage. Worked right beside him, developing the first of what we would consider programming languages. It evolved into punch cards. When someone will spend 4 days working on a genetic algorithm in punch cards, that's art. That's passion. That's more than just applied mathematics or swapping memory between one register and another, into the CPU, out of the CPU, AT&T assembly or x86 assembly. There's something more going on there. And that's what I will attempt to explore through looking at different projects, through the evolution of my own project, and pointing out ones that just make you shiver. So if there are any projects that you would like to focus, that I could look at the code, yes, since this is about programming as an art form, looking at the code would be a prerequisite to being able to consider it art or not. I'd be happy to look at that. Other than that, I'll be discussing different languages, such as, say, Ruby on Rails. Is it paint by numbers for programmers? Just an opinion and a question. Then there's Python. What exactly is it? Well, it is not artistic. That is for sure. Perl, perhaps the most artistic? Or is PHP the most artistic? You can do anything a million different ways. There's no right way or wrong way to do it. And reinventing the wheel is often encouraged. Whenever I hear someone say, reinvent the wheel, it pisses me off. Why? Because the wheel is reinvented thousands of times each year. Literally. By race car manufacturers, tire manufacturers, car companies. The point being, to do just that, reinvent the wheel. If you have a passion or a desire to program something because it's in a different way, or just because you want to understand how something can be done or made to be done the way you want it to be done, then you should do it. There are millions of paintings of portraits. Leonardo da Vinci arguably never even painted himself. Michelangelo, even more arguably didn't, only reflected himself in a few paintings. What's my point? My point is that programming is a way for us to express ourselves. Growing up in a digital age of BBSs and analog couplers and slamming phones into big old earphones and, well, if you weren't there, you missed it, and I'm sorry. But learning BASIC and assembly from a book before I'd ever even touched a computer. Learning C before I ever programmed in BASIC. This is a way for me to escape reality, but to express myself in a way that allowed the world to have something that it didn't have before. It wasn't always necessarily functional. It wasn't always necessarily original. And functional, I mean, from the standpoint of doing something that wasn't done before. It may have been done a million times before. It didn't stop us then. Why is it stopping us now? I don't think it should. And it doesn't stop me. When I have a crappy day, my code is crappy. I don't spend as much time on the algorithms, documentation, I may babble on forever. If I manage to create a class, it's, well, it's definitely not abstract. And there's a reason we use those terms to describe our classes. Private, public, abstract, final. Those are art terms. Then we toss in stuff from architecture, another art form. So perhaps in 5 or 10 years, people will start to recognize programming as the art form it is. Not based on its output, but based on the very language which we are creating, the very tool which we are using. To go to an art exhibit, there are many digital displays that you can see now. Art created through sound. Sound creating art. What was the recent project done by... who knows? I'm looking at the code on Google, but I can't remember the artist that actually did it. But the code's amazing. It takes the sounds based off of 3D echoes in a room and creates a visual personage of it. Then you can take a look at languages like Pavre, which literally will program the most exquisite and beautiful 3D animations ever made. It'll take 3 days to actually render your scene, but it'll be gorgeous when it's done. This is but the tip of the iceberg of the things that I would like to discuss. I will be delving into SVG, the specification which could destroy Flash, and I believe eventually will. But who knows? Macromedia, Acrobat, whoever owns whoever now, may surprise us and actually open some specs. Then there's audio programming, a language out there just for programming synthesis. There's voice interpretation. I could go on. And I probably would. And in the future, I most definitely will. But in this intro episode, I'm just trying to bring home the idea. To plant the idea that code can be more than just functional. Code can be more than just about what you're getting out of it, but about what you're putting into it, why you're putting into it, and how you're feeling when you put into it. I do believe that programming is an expression of ourselves, a way for us to express ourselves. Whether it's a small shell script like Bash Potter. Have you looked at Bash Potter? 5, maybe 10 lines of script. That's expression. That was someone saying, I want something that does something simple, beautiful, and elegant, and lets me listen to the shit I like. I personally don't use Bash Potter. I'm working on a podcatching client of my own. Hence, go to reinventing the wheel. But that said, I think Bash Potter is a beautiful piece of shell scripting software. And yes, it's software, as much as something written in C or anything else. When I hear people say, choose the best tool for the job, or I choose the best tool for the job, I'm not biased about the programming language I use. Bullshit! Sorry, bullshit. I call blatant bullshit. We are humans. We are unable to make completely logical decisions. If we did, we'd all still be writing assembly, or maybe C. Our web pages would all end in .cgi, be primarily compiled, be completely security. Wait, we're not perfect. That's not why we make decisions. Our decisions are emotionally charged, they are emotionally based, and so is the code we use to create it. You may not agree with my opinion on this. You may be an engineer, and it may be purely about function. Okay, so your head's up your ass, and that's the emotion you're trying to express. Good for you! I, on the other hand, will be focusing on code and programs that express emotions in a different way, and express ourselves in a different way, and especially when concerned with open source, express our desire to see a better world come about in our own time, which we're seeing happen day by day, moment by moment, line of code by line of code. Return int 0. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode of Expressive Programming. If you'd like more information about me, my projects, my podcasts, or anything else, please feel free to visit my website at ubercheekgeekchick.com. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, please feel free to email me at feedback@ubercheekgeekchick.com. Warning, I'm flaky and I suck at email. I'm also a member of the phpwomen.org community. It's a wonderful place. Any women involved in development, please join us there. Also, another wonderful community that I'm involved in is devchicks.com. All development principles are welcome. Please come along. And lastly, I'm a proud member of both linuxchick.com. That's Chick, C-H-I-C, and linuxchicks.org, that's C-H-I-X, and there you'll find opinions and topics and anything you could want. So any women out there, please, you're not alone. Come join us. Lastly, I'm on Identica, Twitter, and on IRC Freenode server as Uberchick. Feel free to hop in, say hi, find me in a room, PM me, and I'll probably block you. Other than that, until next time, express yourself.
for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.